Welcome back to another episode of the Next Is Now podcast. Excited to bring you another episode today previewing our Made Hoops High School circuit heading into year one this spring and summer. Today, I'll have on my guys Eric Kessler and Mike Frankheim. We're going to be talking a whole lot more about players to watch, teams to watch, expectations heading into year one of the high school circuit, and a whole lot more. Let's get right into it. Mike, Kess, welcome on. Appreciate you guys taking the time here. I know it's a very busy stretch of the year getting ready for the spring and summer, so appreciate you guys taking the time to preview MHC headed into year one of the high school circuit. So going to get right into it here with Mike. Headed into year one of the Made Hoops high school circuit, what's your view on the league as a whole, and how do you think it kind of fits into the grassroots ecosystem here?
Yeah, I think the circuit general talent-wise is very deep. All of our teams have Division One players, Division Two players, Division Three players. So kind of rosters are full of talent across the board. And then in terms of the ecosystem, I think independent basketball is a very important thing for the AAU ecosystem. For our goal is to be the best independent circuit in the country. And I think that's also important for basketball. You know, you have the big three, but I think our talent compares to them and competes with their talent as well. So I think it's very important for independent basketball to have a place. We want to be that
place. Absolutely. Yes, let's talk the evolution from the last few years going into this spring. For those who are unfamiliar with the Marquee Hoop Circuit, what do you think is going to take it to another level this year, now becoming the Made Hoops High School Circuit?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing coming in here now being under the Made branch is we've added a lot of out-of-area teams now, so we were able to expand into the Midwest and the Southeast a little bit more than we had in the past. Last year, we had a couple teams from Florida and stuff, but we added a few more from Florida. We have a team from Alabama now, team from Georgia. We've added a couple teams from Ohio or Michigan. So did a really good job expanding, which should help with college coaches coming in from out of area and get some different eyeballs on guys and just really benefit everybody in the league. And I think those out of area guys will also see some crossover recruitment from the Northeast coaches as well. So I think that's the biggest thing. But there's definitely a few things. I mean, we have a full team of really good, experienced guys now working on this together, really all pulling in the same direction, and it's helped a lot.
Absolutely. Mike, obviously throughout the spring and summers, and once this transfer portal passes over, a big focus is going to be on these shoe circuit teams. But for someone who's been on the other side in college basketball at a number of levels, what do you think the value is of an independent circuit, and how much of a role does it play in recruiting efforts?
Well, I think it's important for the kids, the players, to know what they're going to be doing, what their role is on the team of a sneaker program, right? You know, colleges that are recruiting for freshmen, recruiting high school seniors now, you know, they're not looking for a guy that he's only showing he's a role player, right? They want to see their role players do a lot more and be very good players all around, and they want to see that. So, I mean, that's where the independent circuit can give value to a lot of these players, where they might go be a role player on a sneaker program, but they're not getting the looks they would see if they're the main piece on it.
Kess, you've seen a lot. You've seen the grassroots landscape change a ton over the last few years. What do you think will kind of separate Made from other independent circuits? What kind of stage will it provide that's a little bit different than we've seen over the last few years?
Yeah, I think two things. I think a little bit of the expansion that we just talked about with out area teams and stuff is going to be a big factor. And I think that the change in the calendar is going to be super important this year for us as well. I think the transfer portal stuff ending prior to coaches being allowed out on the road now in May is going to benefit everybody a lot. And those guys are A, going to be out on the road more, and B, just kind of know what they need going into the spring recruiting period rather than still dealing with some of the transfer portal guys and not sure where those guys fall to know if they need a point guard, a wing, a forward, a big, something like that. Now they're going to have those chips fall in place prior to going out on the road with the transfer portal and just have a better idea of what they need to go recruit while they're out.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. Getting into more of the team's players here, over the last few weeks, we've begun to roll out some team announcements. I'll get to both you guys here, but start with Mike. Who's a team or two you're excited to see compete on the stage?
There's a lot. I mean, I think talking about the out of area teams, I think those are kind of the teams that I'm excited to see. Just to see kind of the talent that being from the East Coast, you don't see those guys in high school, you're just kind of following and keeping up with them. But I think it's important. It's going to be exciting to see all those teams. You have Hawks Elite, you have Florida Express, you have Michigan Unified, you have Midwest Basketball Club in Central Kentucky. Those teams, I'm excited to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Kes, who do you think here?
A couple of the Northeast guys, for me, I think Jersey Forbes is a really good program for us to have with us this year. Their history, the number of Division I players they've had, and honestly, players throughout all levels has been just really, really impressive. And expecting a really strong group back from them again this year. York Ballers is somebody I'm super excited to see as well this year. They have multiple Division I prospects on their team this year. And I think that they're going to be a really, really tough team to compete with their depth and their overall talent. And then NE6 Revolt was a really good group last year for us on our 16U level. Made a run all the way to the championship of the circuit. And they're returning a lot of those players, added some talent outside of those guys, and a couple guys getting recruited at low to mid-major level as well, and just super, super talented group there as well.
Absolutely. All good ones. To go along with it, I know a big piece of your work this last few months has not just been identifying the right teams, but also the right players to fit a circuit like MHC. So go to Mike here again. Who's a guy or two in specific that you're excited to see?
There's 2 to 3 6A wings that we got. Very athletic players. Both one Tyrese Stovall from Hawks Elite and then Eli Roberts from Midwest Basketball Club. It's both 6'8 wings. Gotta love those types of players. We're gonna get a lot of attention from coaches and from us too, so we're excited to see
Absolutely. Yes, how about you?
Yeah, two guys I would focus on. Again, I think we have a ton of talent in the league this year, but just for this conversation, I think the two guys I'd pick would be Mason Ellison from Mid-Atlantic Select. I think we all kind of seen him blow up over the high school season and the end of AAU season last year, playing up at last year on 17U level. He'll now be 17U this year, playing his age, and I think that's going to really benefit him. But he's gotten recruitment all over the board, anything from Patriot Ivy all the way up through some high majors. So really excited to see him, how he's grown his game. I know he's just been working his butt off, so really excited to see him. And then I think the breakout player this year is going to be Ben Natal from York Ballers. He's just like a 6'2" point guard. His pace and the way he controls the game is just off the charts. You can't speed him up. He's athletic, can shoot the ball, and just his IQ out on the court is really impressive. And super excited to see him and where his recruitment goes. I think he's going to blow up this year.
Yeah, those are great names. To wrap it up here, I wanted to get to both you again, start with Mike. And I would say just a closing type, whether it's parents, players, college coaches, AAU coaches, both on the circuit and obviously at the college level, what should people expect from MHC in year one of the high school circuit?
I think it's going to be a great product for all those categories. I think the important thing to know is our whole staff, this isn't our first year running high school events, circuits. We have very, very experienced staff that knows how to make a great product. And we've done it on the middle school side too. So I think it's a kind of it's going to show the entire ecosystem that we talked about, how great Made Hoops is, and that we can do it at the high school level, and the talent that's going to be in the building is really going to be a great product for everybody involved. But it's because of our staff that we have. Like, we have really good people, and we've done it at a high level, and we expect the same.
Absolutely. Cass, what do you think?
Yeah, I think just to echo Mike's point about our staff is very, very diverse group, very well-connected group, whether that's the college coaches or different programs in this business. I think that's going to help us a lot. And, you know, just expect really well-run, organized events on time. But the two things for me are at 17 new level, we use shot clocks. So I think that's a really big piece where guys are going to have an opportunity to kind of practice what they're going to do in college, which is the goal at the end of the day for those guys. And, you know, we all know that not every state plays with that in high school. So some of those guys that may not have that opportunity in high school are going to come in and get to play that way in AAU. So, you know, it changes the way that guys practice a little bit. It changes the way that they're going to have to coach. And it broadens those guys' horizons of being ready to play at that college level with that opportunity. And then the matchup play that we do at 17U level, again, we do showcase and pool play style. So a big benefit there is for college coaches who kind of know when those guys are playing each time. So it helps them with building out their recruitment schedule. And just, you know, they're able to say, hey, player X, Y, and Z play at this time on this day. And there's no guessing. It takes the guessing out for those guys. So if they need to be in multiple places to recruit or at multiple games at a certain event, they're able to kind of build that schedule out and know where they need to be. And it's just, it was a big factor last year that guys liked, and I've gotten a lot of good feedback from it for this year as well. And I think that's going to kind of help separate MHC from some of the other independent programs or independent circuits.
Absolutely. No, that's big time. But appreciate you guys hopping on again. I know it's a busy stretch here, so appreciate you guys taking some time to preview the circuit. Looking forward to having you guys on in the next few months to talk some more about players and teams and everything like that. So thank you.